At around 5:30 a.m., three armored vehicles entered, and along with 10 cars carrying soldiers in them, and they started issuing fire on civilians. So during that attack, 5 people were killed, including one 22-year-old woman.
And is this the first time in many days or not weeks that they have entered in this way?
They've been shelling incessantly, but this attack was very vicious and unlike things that we've been seeing lately. It was very direct.
Are there members of the Free Syrian Army in your neighborhood, or has there been attacks there before?
Generally speaking, there's no FSA presence inside of it. The attacks today were on purely on civilians. It's not like there were clashes between the army and the Free Syrian the Assad army and the Free Syrian army. It was just coming to attack civilians.
What is the situation like in your neighborhood? Can people move around? Do they have access to food, water, electricity?
No, conditions are fairly grim. There's constantly presence of snipers and such. It's very hard. We're doing with the little that we have, but conditions have been very hard for the past couple of weeks.
And what are your concerns? What are the reports have you been hearing about the days ahead? Because according to the Kofi Annan plan, all the troops should be leaving all the cities by 6 a.m. on the 12th of April.
I honestly don't believe that that will happen. Even if Assad decides to stop attacking with the tanks and the constant shelling, he'll send in soldiers on the ground, and they'll continue. I mean, these massacres haven't only been happening through shelling. It's been, direct killing people in cold blood. So I don't think that any of that is going to stop, and the killing is going to persist. But the last, today and yesterday, it's been bloody all over Syria, not just in Hama. And many of us feel as if he's taking advantage of this time where he doesn't officially have to have ceased fire to kill as many people as he can while he's relatively free of blame.
You're 23 years old. What do you make of what's been happening in your country, in your neighborhood over the past year?
Absolutely heartbreaking. It's just death after death after death. And aside from the death, the sheer destruction that the campaigns they've been going on in the past couple of weeks, they're just destroying homes and burning them. There's no reason for all of this to be happening. And I feel like Assad is just trying to show that he has power, and he's exerting his power by causing as much damage as he possibly can. I never thought that I was going to live through something like this.
Do you think something better will come out at the end of it?
Once Assad and his entire